And Pinocchio lived unhappily ever after, dear old father mine?
No, Augie, my son of sons. A lot of things happened to Pinocchio while he was learning how to be a good boy.
You mean like me, dear old Pater?
Yeah. You might say that. I don't know if I would. Anywho, Pinocchio remembered his promise to the cricket and went to school. It was fun at first, learning how to read and write and make mud pies. But it wasn't long until Pinocchio ran into more trouble. Prejudice. The kids at school started making fun of poor Pinocchio just because he wasn't like the rest of them. They was real live boys, and Pinocchio was just a wooden puppet.
Hey, wooden head, what do you use for brains, sawdust? Ha 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 ha!
Yelled some smart aleck kid, and Pinocchio's heart was broken. He wanted to be a real boy.
I don't want to be a puppet. Why can't I be a real boy?
You can, Pinocchio.
It's you, the blue fairy.
Yes, Pinocchio. I've come to try to help you, but I can't help you unless you try to help yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, if you want to be a real boy, you'll have to work at it.
But how?
Simple. Just learn to be good, be honest, and treat others as you would like to be treated.
Gee, that sounds easy, Blue Fairy. I'll do it. I promise.
I hope so. But sometimes it isn't easy to be good. But keep trying.
Well, next day, Pinocchio got off to a good start. He got up early and headed for the schoolhouse, but...
Don't tell me, old father of the century. Let me guess. Pinocchio ran into temptation again.
Right. Oh, perceptible son of your adoring dad. On the way to school, Pinocchio met a young dropout friend called Drip the Dropout. What else?